This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan and I are just going to do like a chatty, fun episode. We have a couple different topics listed out that we wanted to discuss with you guys, but otherwise, we're kind of just seeing where the episode takes us.
We actually, this is probably like a week or so ago, we like asked you guys to send in any requests you had for podcast ideas, and Sierra was looking through them and said that a lot of you guys wanted us to just like chat, and also a lot of you guys wanted us to like either interview Haley or Maggie, which we shall keep in mind for the future, but we were kind of planning last minute today. So like Sierra said, we've got some topics, so we'll kind of work our way through them as we get to them.
I feel like we don't even need to like discuss weekly spotlights, because I feel like a lot of what we're talking about
just like, recent
stuff, you know, will be all encompassed in that. Anyway, and also we don't have to do a book update because we were including like a longer book tangent as part of this episode. So
we might just jump right in.
We will get started. Book update for you guys. I am currently two books behind schedule of getting my 50 books in for the year. And I'm like, it's December. Like, I gotta kick it into gear now or never. And I am currently reading, I think it's called like Stillhouse Lake or something. It was a Kindle Unlimited book. And I think it's supposed to be like pretty quick. I've just been so bad about reading at night or just throughout the day. And so like, I probably should have finished it by now, and I just haven't. I'm like 30 pages in.
No, like, so my ideal world is like, if I'm really invested in a book, I'll start reading like during the day even too, and like really get some good chunks done. In a perfect world, like, let's say I don't get to reading until like nighttime, I read for like an hour to really get like a solid chunk of time in. Sierra and I have both been like so tired when we're going to bed, or just like not getting off our phones. At least like that's been sometimes the issue with me too. Like getting off my phone to then go spend some time reading my book. So I'm still reading Divine Rivals. I'm going to try and finish it today because it says I have less than 2 hours to go, or less than 3 hours. It's like two and a half hours. And it's been a good book. I have no complaints about it. I read like a chapter a night because then I'm like, I'm falling asleep.
No, that's been an issue for me too, is that like, I'll pull my Kindle up, I get all cozy in bed, and I'm like, okay, I can just settle down
on
and read. And then I'm like, my eyes are closing, my head is like dropping to the
side.
Which
is great in the sense of like sleep wise. It's nice to not be like tossing and turning in bed. I'm just like, my body wants to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Not good for my books though.
So, been slacking. That means that I'm trying to finish this book and then like really hone in on reading shorter books. So I went to Barnes & Noble today, and I actually had a $50 gift card that I had not used at all. And so my entire purchase today, I got three books, was all covered within that $50 gift card. So one of the books that I got was This Is How You Lose the Time War. It's a short book, less than 200 pages, and I've like had it on my mind. Like, I've brought it up to Megan about wanting to read it so many times, and I'm like, I just need to bite the bullet and
do it. I don't even know what it's about, honestly.
All I know is that it's like, there's obviously like a time war going on, so there's like different periods of time, and I think there's like basically just like someone called Red and someone called Blue is my understanding, and they like write letters to each other across like the time spectrum continuum, like within this war. That is all I know.
Okay,
but I think it'll be fast, and I think Jack Edwards has read it and I think he liked it, which I know we don't have like entirely similar taste, but I trust his opinion.
I picked up two books. I picked up Akawar, the third book in the Akatar series, to like eventually get around to, just like have it in my presence. It is a 700-page book though, so like I don't know if I'm quite ready to jump into that much of a commitment. I believe it's the, actually I'm not sure if it's the longest one. The last one might be the longest one, because I feel like that one everyone says like is so slow to get through. But and then I also got Nora Goes Off Script, which has been on my TBR for quite a while, and I just kind of decided to actually pick it up today. So yeah, I'll eventually get to that one probably soonish.
Then I got two other books. One of them was called Mrs. Nash's Ashes, and it's supposed to be a rom-com. A book person that I follow on Instagram has read it, and I think they gave it either 5 stars or like very high 4 stars. And they always do like in their reviews like similar books. And they had The 7-Year Slip and Beach Read, I think, listed in like the similar books. Or otherwise it was like vice versa. Like, oh, like The 7-Year Slip, they had like this one similar. Like some sort of, you know, these three books related. Are kind of related. And I love both of those books. Beach Read and 7-Year Slip are like both 5 stars for me. And the concept just seemed cute. I mean, kind of cute. She's like spreading her like elderly friend's ashes. Like that's not cute, but she's going like on it's a like cross-country a road trip. Yeah. So I'm excited. That one's not short or anything, but I think hopefully it'll be quick to get through if it is that same style of romance. And then I also got an Abby Jimenez book, The Friend Zone. I have no idea what it's about, but it had like the 50% off sticker, which also was on Mrs. Nash's Ashes.
So she was and I wanted to get
that 50% off. So I just found a book that I thought I'd probably like to read at some point.
Other books, if I feel I like have, I just haven't.
Should I pull up? On my story, I posted, like, oh, anyone have any, like, thoughts sure. on the books that I recently purchased? So let me see. Someone said, Love the Friend Zone. Whole series is so good.
That's good. I have read, because these are, like, those three standalones for that Friend Zone series. So I've already read the Happy Ever After playlist, which is technically the second one, I think. And I thought that one was okay. It, like, wasn't my favorite book ever. It's probably my least favorite book of hers that I've read, but, like, it wasn't bad.
Someone said, This Is How You Lose the Time War is literal poetry. So that must be.
I feel like that fits like Jack Edwards vibe.
Lots of love actually for the Friend Zone that I'm seeing. Someone said, My mom loved Mrs. Nash's Ashes and has been telling me to read it. This Is How You Lose the Time War is quite crazy and confusing. So look up what it's about before starting. Okay, will do. I will clarify my description of what I know is probably not entirely accurate. So I'll probably at least try and read the summary before I. Get start with that one. I think after I finish the book I'm reading on my Kindle, I'll try and read that one next.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta read my short books. It has to be done. If Nora Goes Off Script is good and you read that soon, that one's also short mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
It's funny because last year, you remember what book I was reading last year?
Stephen like King.
The complete opposite of what I'm trying to do right now. I had already hit my mark for, I think, reading 40 books at that point, and so I was like, we can settle down with this like huge giant brick of a book. And I'm like, give me 200 page books. I need to get ahead of my goal. So, but yeah, I'm at least like enjoying. I think all the books that I've read recently have been 4 or 5 stars.
I was just telling Sierra, I was like, and I don't know how many 5 stars you've given out this year, but I feel like my 5 stars have been like so few and far between. Like, I think I've given two books 5 stars this year.
Happy Place and what else?
And it's a good question, actually.
I feel like just the more that you read, the more it almost takes you to give a book 5 stars. Like, I think I've become a lot more critical of, like, the books that I do give 5 stars to. Because I can think of, like, a ton of, like, Colleen Hoover books that, like, I gave 5 stars. Or, like, The Hating Game I gave 5 stars. And I've, like, since been, like, I probably wouldn't still give those 5 stars. Like, they'd probably be, like, more of a 4-star contender for me.
Right, but it's still just making me upset because I want that feeling still. I want to, I'm going and sorting my books, so give me a moment. Mine would be You, I technically read this year, and then Happy Place, and that's it.
I mean, I'm surprised that you gave. Mine would be 5 stars. That was like a very just like, even-keeled 4 stars for me.
I think it just was like what I needed right at the place, time. Right now. So, If you guys have any, and it could be any genre, I'm open to any genre in theory, but romance typically I feel like is most likely to get 5 stars for me, because I feel like it evokes just like that feeling.
I feel like it's actually rarely. The opposite of, like, to me it's very easy for romance to get 4 stars, but like hard to give it 5 stars, versus I feel like non-romance books that I read that I like, I'm more likely to get 5 stars.
Yeah,
because I'm like, ooh, this is like critically acclaimed. Not that a romance book couldn't be, but you know, sometimes those books can be like a little bit deeper or evoke stronger thoughts.
So if you guys have any 5 stars, especially like, I mean, it can be like older stuff too, but I would love to have like some newer books that would be exciting.
You know what's interesting? We could talk about like the, you know, Iron Flame stuff going around since we're in our book segment. Meg and I have both read Fourth Wing, both planning to read Iron Flame at some point. We haven't purchased it yet, but I have seen like such vastly different reviews. I feel like people either love it and they're like 5 stars, it's way better than Fourth Wing, or some people are like, I feel like I'm seeing the latter more and more now. People are like, I don't think it's as good, like I got bored, it was too like world building heavy.
It's like people that were really into it, like it's a long book, so we probably heard their reviews first of like they flew through the book, they loved the book, they devoured it, incredible 5 stars. And the people that kind of like were taking like, a little now bit they're finally longer, finishing it. They finally got themselves through the book, and now they're like, it wasn't my favorite. Here's what's interesting, and like, I definitely can like tell I'm getting more interested in fantasy because I do keep kind of keeping my eye open on those series now. And like one before, I was like, I won't be trying those books out. But it's, if I ever find a 5-star fantasy series, like it's gonna be an interesting time, because like I have enjoyed ACOTAR so far. I enjoyed Fourth Wing. Like, I don't have any qualms with either of them, but like, they were just 4 stars to me. Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting? Bring up like fantasy and stuff. I still have like yet to dive into any like fantasy series. I mean, Fourth Wing is a series now, but I haven't read beyond the first book. But I was just on TikTok and I saw like someone saying for Throne of Glass, they're like, here are the different ways you can read it. You can do like the romantic read, and like here's where Assassin's Blade goes, if like for it goes after the third book, you read it fourth, and like, or if you want the publication or like the purest order, you read Assassin's Blade first, and which is not the publication order, but they're like chronologically that's where it goes, and then here's if you want to do like the tandem read between these two books. And so I'm just like, that seems like a lot of work. I think I would get stressed if I ever make it to Throne of Glass. I'll be stressed, just like, where should I read it?
I feel like I've decided that if I get around to that series, I would do Assassin's Blade first, and then I would do the tandem read, because I just feel like I don't ever hear anyone like regret doing the tandem read, and I feel like it'd be like annoying to have to reread the same timeline again. Like, I wouldn't want to do that.
And then you get to mark 2 books off at the same time. Yeah,
because like, for example, and it's not like I've read every Colleen Hoover book ever, but I don't think it was this year. Last year I read Hopeless. And it was good. I enjoyed it. And then she has another book. She has like quite a few like novellas for that too. But she has another book called Losing Hope. It's the same timeline, just from a different character's POV. And I was kind of like, I just don't care enough to do that. So maybe there should be a tandem read for that. Probably maybe. Is out there if you look probably. It up.
Any other book thoughts, updates?
I think that also kind of on my radar, because I saw Sarah Crowley just read it not that long ago, Lauren Asher's new book, Love Redesigned. I saw that in the stores when we were shopping today, and then she has like her Dreamland Billionaire series was already on Kindle Unlimited, so then I was looking to see if the new one was on Kindle Unlimited, and it was, so I've got that in my Kindle library to have on the radar, have as an option,
queue it up at some point.
This is like a small thing, but every time we go to Barnes and Noble now and like you see the Magnolia Parks books, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion or not, but I hate the new covers. I do not like the large publisher covers. I think that they looked much nicer and more niche and less sitcom-y. Like, I know very little about the series, but, like, it looks very, like, Sex in the City, which, like, maybe that's what they're going for. I don't know. But, like, it's not
a whimsical. I was getting Gossip Girl vibes.
I've seen neither series, so. Yeah. I just don't like the covers.
Any other book things? Otherwise, we can move on to football.
We can move on to football.
Okay, so. Very busy weekend as recording this. We just finished up all of, like, the championship games, and then today is Sunday, so all of the bowl games are getting announced. Iowa played in the Big Ten Championship yesterday.
Good for them against Michigan.
Unfortunately, things did not go our way. Score ended up being 23-0, right?
26-0.
Which,
like, was expected. There were still some things where, like, the refs continued to shock me. Not that we would have won the game. We would not have won the game. But, like, it was just weird. Like, the initially called incomplete pass that got turned into a fumble with Michigan ball didn't even come back on to announce it. We were just we were just back in the game. And, oh, Michigan has the football now.
Like, on our, what, 10-yard line or something? That's ridiculous. Anyway, so we know Iowa's offense is not good. It's, like, ranked last or something in all of college football. Our defense did well with what they could. Unfortunately, we did not have an offense to match up the game very well.
That being said, we are borderline crazy and possibly willing to invest money in going to see these people play.
So the Iowa Bowl game got announced today. We're going to the Citrus Bowl, which is in Orlando, Florida. Let it be known that if we do end up going to this game, it was only because it's somewhere warm. Like, if it was somewhere cold, I would not be going. But at this time of year, when it's winter,
it's nice to escape a
little
bit.
Things are kind of cold.
Have a reason to.
You know, I'm considering going somewhere a little bit warm for the weekend. We'd obviously have to work out timing-wise with, like, I'd have to probably take some time off of work and, like, I'd have to figure out all that logistically. It's also, like, it would require a plane ride, which requires money for a plane ticket.
And things are very expensive. As soon as they announce these bowl games, they look at the cities people are traveling from and to, and they jack the prices up. I mean, also, like, the availability is, like, there's more demand. So it makes sense. But
it's like we're looking at stuff from, like, Des Moines to Orlando was, like, $500. So we're toying around with flying out of somewhere different. But it's still, it would require some thinking.
Yeah. Speaking of traveling, because here's the other thing with, like, I mean, I don't know how much PTO Sierra has, and she doesn't even know how much PTO she has. So this may not be an issue for her, but I have limited PTO. And so I'm trying to think through, would I need to take PTO for this, or can I shift my schedule? Keeping in mind that I also keep wanting to have, like, end of February or sometime in February, like, my kind of, like, legit vacation of, I've been working for, like, a year now. I deserve a week away from work. Funny enough, because I've been telling myself, okay, eventually a vacation needs to be booked, because, like,
that's the nature of vacations. They must be booked in
advance.
We're
about to be going into January. So I've been looking different places. I've been looking at flying out of Des Moines, flying out of nearby airports. Generally speaking, I am most intrigued in going to, like, the Caribbean, because, you know, that's just what I want. And so a while ago, I had been looking at cruises, and then I kind of stopped going that route and, like, just looked at flights again to see if there was anywhere we'd be interested in going. And then, like, yesterday, I kind of flipped back to, like, cruises, because, like, flights are just so outrageously expensive. And I'm like, okay, let's backtrack again. And I found, like, with Black Friday deals and stuff, I was like, oh my god, I found a pretty good deal for what seems like it'd be, like, a really good cruise. And the day, I was like, this is perfect. This is exactly, like, the time frame I was hoping for. So I sent some screenshots to Maggie and Sierra, because Maggie may or may not be able to go with us. And I was like, what do you guys think? And then Maggie was kind of like, I don't know, I'm not even sure if it'll work out with my work schedule. And Sierra and I were talking about it more today, and we're kind of like, okay, we need to make a decision by the end of the year. And then I was kind of like, well, the Black Friday deal
only lasts so long.
Done before then. So then I was going back on my phone, like re-looking at it. And I don't know how I didn't see this previously when I was looking at it and how I saw it now. But that cruise was for 2025 and not 2024. So that's no longer an option or what I'm looking for. So there is this thing I saw on TikTok where it's like this kind of sketchy looking website, but everyone in the comments said that that's what their family does when they go on cruises. And it's like discounted cruise stuff. That's like last minute type stuff. I was going to look at that one more time and give it a shot and see if there's anything reasonable that would work there.
Interesting. I haven't heard of that.
I don't remember what it's called, but I've looked at it before. Yeah.
Anyways, other college football stuff. So they obviously also announced the four teams that were going to make it to the college football playoffs. They ended up picking Michigan, Washington, Alabama, and Texas. And Megan and I, as along with, you know, every other person who is watching college football, we were like going through saying like who our top four teams would be. I think we had landed on Michigan, Washington, Florida State, and Texas, ultimately, yes, leaving out SEC entirely. Obviously, the Georgia-Alabama championship threw things through a loop.
I feel like the thing I've seen the most, too, is, like, do you put in the most deserving teams or do you put in, like, the top four teams? And I saw some people posting screenshots of, like, kind of blowout title games where it's, like, the score wasn't really even close as reason for having like the best or quote unquote best teams in, and there's an argument for Florida State right now, especially like not being one of the four best teams, and they didn't make it. But I just feel like you have to give the underdog a chance. Like they had no other path to.
I feel like if a team does like everything within their power, aka like,
and, like their power five winning, team and their schedule know? Was challenging, which Florida State's was,
then like what else are they supposed to do?
Right. And I just feel like you have to give some respect to the little guy. Maybe they do get blown out in their first semifinal matchup.
I mean, ultimately, like, the best team is going to win anyways.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're not saying, like, that whoever...
Like, the number one seed is going to get put in. And obviously, it's anyone's game. But theoretically, the one that ends up winning is probably going to be the best team. So I think Florida State should have made it. It's a bummer they didn't. Because, like, imagine, like, when Iowa went 12-0 and then lost the Big Ten Championship, imagine if we would have won and they would just, like, not put us in the college football playoff. I would have been like,
right,
what is going on? What were we supposed to do? So, good thing they're expanding the playoff next year.
Yeah, I think that everyone's looking forward to that because at least it, like, it gives, obviously, more people opportunity, you know, which is a little bit more fun. Like, there might be some upsets and stuff. I feel like it kind of brings a little bit of, like, March Madness energy into football. Not, like, the top team, I'm sure, will still probably win. I feel like there are fewer upsets in football than I feel like there are in basketball.
I'm now rooting for Washington.
I'm rooting for Washington, too.
I just don't want Michigan to win.
Some people say we should have Michigan win because then it would look better for us.
I get that, but...
But down with Michigan.
Yeah. So, I was like, anything else, like, football, Citrus Bowl related, or just, like, travels and stuff in general? We
can finish with travels. I keep thinking,
because here's another route we could go for travels. Like, we could do within the U.S., obviously. We could do somewhere warm resort vibe. We could do somewhere warm... We kind of, like, DIY our own trip in itinerary vibe. Like a
Phoenix kind of vibe.
We can do, I am still stuck on, like, I think I want to go somewhere warm. But, and, like, I also don't think I want to bring Vegas. But, granted, with the road respiratory trip. Virus and stuff going on, we'd have to, like, have someone we know watch him or hope. It's kind of calmed down. So, like, the thought crossed my mind of, like,
him coming along,
road trip with Vegas and doing, like, a dog-friendly type of thing. But I don't even know how far we would tolerate having him in the car, how far he would tolerate being in the car, and things of that nature.
Right.
And I don't know, like where would be the destination? Where's, like, a good dog-friendly? And then I was like, I could look up just, like, dog-friendly road trips. Starting in the U.S.
Starting in the U.S. Just
starting anywhere. In the Midwest. I don't know.
I mean, we could certainly consider that at some point.
I just think it'd be kind of a downgraded trip from what I'm envisioning. No offense to him.
You know what? He doesn't take any offense.
Where do you... Sierra's been very quiet about this whole
a trip,
theoretical trip. And I'm just like, what?
I haven't looked at anything. I want it to be somewhere warm. I also want it to be somewhere decently affordable. I feel like in that sense, when it comes to planning trips, like, you are the one that does the planning. I'm the one who, like, keeps you in check of, like, oh, that's kind of a little expensive. So preferably somewhere semi-affordable where I can justify it.
What do you like vibe-wise? Or maybe you're just, like, depends on the price, which, fair enough.
It does depend on the price. I do want, I think, to be able to, like, relax a little bit more, whether that's a resort or just, like, a place with a pool or, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not too picky in that sense. I really just want it to be warm, honestly.
Okay.
You know, for our spring break trip to Florida, we were just vibing in the warmth.
I know.
All we did was read on a beach for, like, 5 days. And I had no complaints.
I'm just like, Florida's so simple. And generally, like, you can make it affordable, but it's also just, like, I've done that so many times. You just, like, want something a little different. At least I like to have something a little different as an option, which is why I keep not letting Florida win out. But we'll see.
Florida might win out.
We'll have to see.
We might go there for the bowl game. We don't know.
Yeah, we certainly don't need to do it twice then. In theory. I'd prefer not to. I honestly, like, because our mom's an Iowa State fan, and...
Where's their bowl game? They're not going to a bowl game.
Memphis.
Oh, wait. Yeah, they are.
Liberty Bowl. I think it's in Memphis. I'm honestly kind of jealous that, like, that's not that far of a drive. And you can just, like, drive.
Megan and I are low-key. Not, like, low-key. We can drive.
We're kind of in a road trip era.
This past summer, we drove to Algoma, Wisconsin, which is, like, 7 hours. And then we also drove to Fargo, North Dakota, which is also, like, about 7 hours. And, like, we kind of killed it.
Like, and, it was like, not then that bad. I was a passenger on the way back from Cincinnati, and that was pretty easy.
Yeah, being a passenger is really easy.
So, I am kind of, like, because I am not driving to Florida. I have done that
before. It's over 10 hours, I'm not doing it.
So, I mean, I don't know exactly how far Memphis is, but it's probably right around, like, I'm guessing if our mom ends up going, they'll drive. But who knows? I'm just like, I'm kind of jealous of you, because then you just, like, get to make your own little schedule, and you just got to do the driving.
We're also toying, I guess, for, like, bowl game stuff. Our dad had been toying with going to a bowl game, and then Haley and Ashton were also, like, talking about going to a bowl game. I don't know if that is still in the cards for them. I also don't know which bowl game they were planning on going to, because Ashton's sister is she goes to Florida State. She's a freshman now. And so they were kind of toying with going to the Florida State bowl game. I don't know. Whether or not that actually pans out for them, whether or not this pans out for any of us, who knows?
I feel like we've kind of covered football. And if you don't care about football, I'm sorry. But it relates football to our travel books. Plans, okay? We just... Sorry. Huh?
Like, football or books, this episode might not be for you.
Yeah.
Real quick, I wanted to talk about the Monk movie.
I was thinking, like, top of the episode. I was like, I almost just wanted to, like, throw it in there. But we could do it now.
Okay, so... If you guys have been watching us for a long time, I think we've probably also mentioned it on the podcast before, Megan and I are huge Monk fans. It is arguably our favorite TV show of all time. Like, we always go back to it. It's our comfort show. We love the characters. And a couple months ago, just, like, in my Facebook feed, I get, you know, ads for Peacock and whatever. But I saw a thing on Peacock saying, December 8th, like, Mr. Monk's last case, like, the movie comes out. And I was like, hold on. What?
Especially because, like, when, like, the cast also, like, had, like, a little reunion, like, during COVID that they, like, kind of got in character for. And so I was just, like, that really, like, hit a soft spot in my heart because I just love the cast and the characters. And so now that they have a movie coming out.
And I watched the trailer in the car, so I don't know if you, like, have watched the trailer. And I'm just, like, excited for it.
I hope it does the series justice.
I hope so, too.
I feel like the Psych movies... kind of fall in line with this series, and so hopefully it's, like, similar to that.
I think that watching the trailer, like, it seemed good and stuff still. It's just, like, the filming is different, obviously, because it's not being filmed in, like, 2008, mm-hmm. and so, like, the cameras are nicer quality. Like, you just tell it's filmed differently than, so, like, the show was. And so, like, in that sense, it feels a little bit different, but like the actual substance felt pretty consistent with the show.
I also like the last trivia night we went to. There was like a question where it was like, it was not just like one question. It was like four different answers. And it was like, there's like a title character, name the title character, which like means like the name of the show.
It says like name the show title, which has like a title character in it.
That is what title character is.
Okay.
And it was something related to that. And it was like sitcoms or I don't know what the specific question was. Like, I think it was saying it was just like describing it and then you had to name this series. And for some reason, I was just felt so strongly because like Monk is like a niche enough show. First of all, I was like, Monk is a title character. The series has his name, so it would work in this category. And it's like niche enough where I feel like not a lot of people know about it, but it's also like plenty of people do know about it. Especially if you're like a daytime TV watcher. They still play it pretty regularly. And so I just felt it in my bones that it was going to be on there. And then lo and behold, it describes like this former detective, blah, blah, blah. It's very like OCD with, I mean, it just described Monk. And I was like, I knew it. I knew that was going to be on there. And then there's like many other, there's like two other shows. We did not know what they were, who they were. And then we got the last one,
which I did not know. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Which both had Tony Shalhoub in it. And the trivia guy also said that. And yeah, I just felt very, I was like, why is this happening?
Well, because then that was like, there's another question that we felt like especially connected to. You know, like in like, you just feel like connected to things.
Different media.
There was two times at Trivia Night that was like, this question is for me. So there's the song My Girl by The Temptations. That's like a relatively old song. And one of the questions was like, oh, like in My Girl, like what is the month that like he compares the girl to, or like what, whatever it says. And I don't know how often like you or Haley listen to My Girl, but it's like regularly on my playlist. And so I listen to it all the time. And but like we all have like a connection to it, I guess, because like our dad always says like My Girls and like whatever. So we always like, we always say like, oh, like that's the song that we use for like daddy daughter dance at like our wedding, which Haley didn't end up doing, but whatever.
Yeah.
But like we all are familiar with the song. And so then like when that question came up, we were like, oh my God, we all know this one. So two times during that trivia night that we were like, this trivia night is for us.
And we finished fourth for one of the rounds, and then we finished like second to last for the other round. It's like super high highs and then like very low lows.
But we've got a trivia night coming at us tomorrow. It'll just be Megan and I. So wish us luck.
It'll already be set and
done by the time you guys listen to this.
The next little segment or category we had was like winter uglies or just winter blues.
You know, we're going my winter season. Ugly, my cuts that I get on the corner of my lips every winter. I had one on the left side of my lip. It is healed now. But then like as that one is healing, I now have one on the right side of my lip. And A, it's painful. And B, I feel like a toddler. Like, you know what like I mean? Like they like lick their lips and like their lips get all red and stuff. And like are way bigger than the actual shape of their lips. That's what I feel like. Even though I feel like it's, you can like see it. It's, I try not to like lick it that much because I don't want it to be like Sierra the giant toddler. Like, that's what I think about. And I've been trying to like Vaseline it and stuff.
I mean, I get that often enough. Luckily, like not right now, but.
So like, that's my winter uglies moment.
I feel like just in general, here's what I didn't get. Like within the past week or two, I don't think it's like as much anymore, but it's like my skin just like didn't look like great, even though like there weren't really like breakouts happening necessarily, but I was just like looking in the mirror and I'd be like,
something's
this
off.
This isn't not looking quite as good. Part of it too is like my eyelids, I feel like they're not as dry anymore, but like they're still pretty red, aren't they?
They're not as red as they were.
Like, and granted, like I have eczema, like my skin's sensitive. The winter's a hard time. My hands get dry.
My hands are, the back of my hands are so dry this
so,
year.
You know, it's
like my knuckles. I get like deep cuts on my knuckles in the winter.
See, I don't get that.
And I don't know why. You should have seen on this knuckle, my right index knuckle, it was like a deep gash from being dry. I could fill it with lotion.
So, well, you lost
your red eye lids.
And so my eyelids have been quite dry. And so part of, like, this helped a little bit, but, like, I got, like, one of the Vaseline sticks that you can kind of, like, just roll on your face. Roll on, like, a glue stick. And it's been helpful, but it's also kind of, like, if it was really that helpful, like, they would go away and they'd be not dry anymore. But I feel like consistently I wake up every morning and my eyelids are dry. And then depending on how dry, I can put lotion on in the morning and they'll be, like, pretty good all day. But then the next morning I wake up and then they're still dry again and I put lotion on before bed.
What's your water intake look like?
I could probably be better. But, like, I have a water bottle I need to finish, actually. So that's for some reason, like, when I get dry on my face, like, it's my eyes. And then, like, they were really quite red for a little bit. Yeah. Winter uglies, man.
My nails. Meg and I are both in a state of nail biting.
It's been a prolonged state for me, and I keep trying to tell myself to
get it together. Instead of, like, the state of the union, the state of my nails, we need to, like, have that as a segment on our podcast to hold ourselves accountable.
Like, I wish so badly, because, like, there was, I don't remember when my peak was.
There was a moment.
But there was a time for, like, months, actually, that my nails were, like, maintaining where they
were. And I was like, I'm cured. And I think the sad thing, which, like, I always want to be like, oh, like, I want to get to a point where I'm just, like, never going to bite my nails again.
It's always going to be a cycle.
Yeah.
I think it just is.
And the sooner that we can accept that, then the better equipped we are. It's like the thing where people, like, will, like, work out and then they fall off and they're like, I'm just not going to work out. We need to treat it like that, where it's, like, knowing that it's going to be a cycle, so we can just say, like, okay, we fell off, but we can hop back on and, like, try again. And just, people,
like,
have tried,
don't, like, know what, it, like, because the time we did it, like, we just... You have to get past a certain point, and I haven't gotten past that certain point again where, like, my nails aren't, like, ugly enough where I don't feel like the need to, like, fix them by biting them into, like, a different shape. Because it's, like, it's when they have, like, the little snarls or, like, snaggly bits where you're, like, that shouldn't be there. Let me fix
that. Let me fix it and just munch on it for a second. You know what I think is annoying, though, like, kind of rude?
Like, when I'm driving between buildings, I feel like I, like, don't even pay attention. And so, like, that's been, like, a not good situation for me.
Yeah. You know, I've noticed, though, I feel like a lot of people will, like, be like, oh, do you bite your nails?
And no, I'm so, like, some people need to, like,
settle down a little bit. You feel a little too comfortable.
Don't ask that question. Do you see my, first of all, you can see my nails.
Why are you asking a question you know the answer to?
Because there's, yeah, I've literally had, like, patients.
No, I have had that two.
Before. And I'm just like,
oh, yes. Yeah, I need to
stop. And that's why I was like, oh, don't do that. And I'm like, thanks. I figured. I know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's just, like, questions that, like, what, we did a whole episode on things that should be common knowledge, but apparently aren't. Well, asking, like, questions that, like, are going to make someone else uncomfortable.
You're asking me that, and then it makes me look bad to, like, have to, like, no one's proud of, like, biting their nails, you know? Yeah. And, like, not that it's, like, an embarrassing thing.
Are you expecting me to say no? Because then what?
But, like, you're drawing attention to something that I probably would rather not have attention drawn to. Like, my nails are, like, ugly little stubs, you know?
And we weren't talking about anyone's nails. So why are we asking? Why are we talking about this?
Right.
Next time, I wouldn't do this because, like, especially not to a patient. Okay? But, like, it gives off the energy of, like, if someone, like, just normal, like, who you were, like, acquaintances with were to ask that, like, okay, now you're inviting me to pick out, like, your worst feature.
Yeah.
And ask, what are you doing about that?
Oh, do you pick at your acne? Like,
same energy.
That's just something I noticed. I don't know.
If not, then sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, my nails just don't grow. I cut them natural on purpose.
I have, like, this special clippers that I use that, like, are jagged and, like, they need to be sharpened. So, thanks for that. Other winter ugly stuff. I feel like my hair, I'm, like, on the come up with my hair again in terms of, like, styling it.
My hair can't be in the winter uglies. Honestly, I think my hair does better, or I feel better about my hair, which helps with my looks overall, because, like, I feel like I care a lot about my hair just with my general appearance. But, like, in the winter, I think, is when it's harder to, like, constantly style my hair, because it's always, like, it's hot out. I'm, like,
in the summer?
Yeah, what did I say?
The winter?
Oh, in the summer is when it's hard for me to, like, consistently style my hair.
Well, because you're always the person that's like, you want to do something about it. I'm like, Megan, you're going to throw it up. It's too hot. Because you're like, what if I, like, do this to my hair and, like, can keep it down? And I feel like between
I'm
the two of us.
I'm not talking about, like, for pictures and stuff. I'm talking about, like, I don't style my hair because, like, in the summer, it's either going up or we're, like, doing things that are going to get it wet.
I feel like,
and then you feel like shower more often.
Yes, and I do agree with that, but I also feel like there are times when, like, it's during summer and, like, the first thing I'm doing is putting my hair up. I know what
you're talking about. I just don't think it's related to what I'm saying.
Okay, whatever. This is, like, one of those moments in our podcast that people are going to be like, the girls are fighting.
No, you know what else has happened a lot this weekend, the past couple days?
What?
Sierra and I have just been the same person this whole weekend. This is, like, an ongoing joke. This happened again today, too. This is an ongoing joke.
I didn't hear
joke.
You say that, though.
Okay, well, who was I talking to then?
I don't know.
Sierra and I.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I have something else I was going to say, but we'll get to it. We, you know, we notice the same things. We're together often. If there's, like, a little tidbit of information that, like, I know that I want Sierra to know, like, if she didn't hear me maybe already say that, like, she'll probably see that same information and then, like, repeat it back to me, knowing that I want to know it. But the issue is, like, we both know. So, for examples, because, like, maybe that did make sense. I'll start with, like, grocery shopping yesterday, because this happened, like, multiple times.
It happened within, like, 3 times within 5 minutes.
And I don't even know if I remember all of them. So if you have the other ones, you can
One of them
in.
Was, like, we were, there's, like, a Salvation Army, like, person ringing the bell, yeah. And they're standing outside the store.
We walk in, this person's ringing the bell outside the door, and it's cold. And so I made a comment that Sierra apparently didn't hear. But I make a comment of, like, they could just, like, stand in, like, inside or, like, in the little corridor thing between the doors, it'd be much warmer. Then as we're leaving, Sierra decides to say that, and I was like, I already said that. And so, and then also our grocery store, like, got it, like, rearranged a little bit, and so some things are in different places, and now there's, like, a designated sports clothing section. And when I went grocery shopping by myself, like, a week or two ago, I came home and I, like, told Sierra, I was like, oh, like, they kind of redid a few things, like, now there's, like, a designated sports section. Inevitably, Sierra did not recall that I said that. And so then we were there yesterday. She was like, oh, like, do you see me? They made a little sports section. And I was like, yeah, I told it to you, like, a couple weeks ago. And then there was another one, but I don't entirely remember. And then when we were joking about this on the way to the car, because we were tired of talking to each other, we were kind of like, you know, this is like that thing where it's usually for couples, but it's like, look at the birds with me.
And we're both trying
to like enhance our relationship by telling the other person to look at the birds with us for like whatever this thing may be.
And the other person's like, we already have.
We already looked at the birds.
Yeah. I don't remember what the last one was. There definitely was three.
Yeah.
Yesterday. We tried.
Well, there's one today too. I don't know if it was like when you're leaving the gym or, you know, it's just funny.
What?
This is not related to this, but like we have the same thoughts, so it is kind of related. Yesterday we went to Blaze for lunch, and we ate there. We're getting ready to leave.
One may say that we saw an age-appropriate attractive male.
Yes.
Was that our key phrase that we
that was
had
the key
coined?
Phrase. Sierra already, like, because we were sitting, Sierra, like, went to, like, throw her stuff away. I'm gathering my things. So I'm turning to, like, walk in said direction. And I'm kind of, like, you know, I stop for a second to, like, take him in. And then I very quickly am, like, back down, not looking. And he was also wearing an Iowa sweatshirt. So I felt even more connected because I was, like, that's a good team to root for. Hope we do well today. And then I'm walking by, throwing my stuff away. Obviously make no interaction with said man. And then Sierra's already, like I said, she already went and did this and, like, was back by our table now, waiting for me to join her to leave. And then when I was walking up to her, I kind of noticed, like, a smirk on her face, but, like, I didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. And we just like continued on. And then I was like, I was pretty convinced. I was like,
I think she had to have seen him.
Which, like, why were we smirking? I don't know. But you don't see guys that you think are cute in person very often, okay? And so then, like, a couple minutes later when you were leaving, I had to just revisit the situation and be like, did you see that? Mm-hmm. Did you see the guy that was in there?
I honestly, because I had seen him, but I was like, I didn't know if it was, like, worth even, like, being like, oh, like, there's a cute guy over there. Like, right. You know?
Like, it's said and gone. We left already, so.
And I was like, I don't know. Maybe I didn't get a good look at him. Maybe he, like, wasn't even, like, cute. I don't know. So I was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't even think about it. And then you brought that up. I didn't know that I was smirking, so I guess.
I feel like you were like, I feel like when I was coming over, like, were you thinking I would have, I thought anything of said guy?
I was wondering, like, if you would have noticed him.
Because then I feel like you were smirking because you're maybe expecting me to, like, come up, like, then to kind of be like, did you see
that guy? No, I wasn't expecting you to see anything.
So whatever.
It is. Like, I think I was wondering, like, I was like, I knew you were going to walk up and pass him. So I was like, I wonder if she will say anything or like notice him, but then I wasn't gonna say anything.
So if you were a guy or you know someone that was at Blaze
in West Des Moines on December the 2nd,
is today the 3rd?
Yes. Then let a girl know. I just had someone, this is kind of unrelated, but I had someone DM me on Instagram saying they had like I accidentally X'd you on Hinge or whatever, and I'm like, that's a poor excuse because Hinge has an undo button. So what's up with
that? Did you know? Like, I know that phones do this because, like, it's usually, I feel like people, why is this a built-in feature in phones? For you to shake it and that, like, undoes whatever you were not meaning to do. But do you, like, you know the thing pops up on your phone where it's like, oh, can't undo this because there's nothing to undo.
I mean, usually, I rarely do that.
Okay, well, it pops up on my phone often enough. And then I think that, like, I found out it works on Hinge apparently, too. Like, instead of going up to hit the undo button.
You shake your phone.
If you shake it.
Undo that!
I think I was, like, looking at Hinge on my phone, and then like I dropped my phone and like set it off to the side, and like it went back to like the person that I had like already X'd before, and I was like, what just happened? Anyway, I found that out, and as you can tell or not, we did have to do a jump cut because Vegas was starting to whine, and also the firemen and Santa were like just parading around our neighborhood, so I think it's our sign that we need to
wrap things up. So, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please give a thumbs up if you're watching the YouTube video. Feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. If you're listening on, like, Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever, please subscribe to that as well. It definitely helps us out.
And we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.